It appears the 2014 race for Michigan governor is taking shape. Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer has filed papers to run as a Democrat. Other Democrats had tested the water. They explored their chances and stepped off in favor of Mark Schauer. His political career began with the Battle Creek City Commission, and then it was on to the state legislature and then to Congress, where he served one term representing the Battle Creek area before being unseated in a 2010 rematch with Tim Walberg. Mark Schauer is at the Mackinac Policy Conference, and he joins us now from Mackinac Island. Very good to have you with us.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Let's talk a little to begin with about ambivalence. When you talked earlier this year about whether or not you would enter the gubernatorial race, wasn't there a little sense of hesitance?
Oh, no. You know, when I lost my job in Congress in 2010, it was a chance for my wife and I to make up for some lost time. I've said the two favorite words in the English language for me are Grandpa Schauer. I've got four little grandkids, and you know, I can't possibly spend enough time with them. I've gotten really good at Star Wars Legos. But the work that I've been doing for the last couple of years is very rewarding. I have worked for a collaborative partnership between the Construction Laborers Union and our contractors, helping to put people to work. You know, it's fantastic. But I have to admit, there's been a call to return to public service in this way as an elected official. And the draw is that I grew up in this great state. You know, I was raised by a teacher and a nurse, and you know, like many people growing up in the 60s and 70s, you know, you felt that if you studied hard, got a good education, you could do anything you wanted to. But I see that really changing for people. The policies that Governor Snyder and a very extreme Republican majority in the legislature have pushed is putting that dream out of reach for so many. And my biggest concern is the cuts and the quote unquote reforms that have been being imposed on our schools and public education. I think the single most important investment we can make in creating an economy that works for everyone is investing in education. And you know, here at this conference, you know, we heard from Jeb Bush, Michelle Rhee will talk about some of these quote unquote reforms that are more, you know, that really mirror what Governor Snyder has been doing. And that's sort of voucherizing and profitizing education rather than really supporting teachers and supporting our schools. And I will add, too many schools and school districts are in financial crisis right now.
And we've certainly heard from them. We hear from cities saying that they're hurting. So clearly you saw and heard things that impelled you to consider running. And then you talked with a lot of people in your party before you decided to run, asking, can I win? I'm wondering, what did you hear that convinced you that the answer was yes?
Well, you know, so many individuals and groups of people, whether they were teachers or women who want access to very, you know, basic health care, group after group felt either attacked or aggrieved by this governor and the Republican Party that controls every lever of government right now in Michigan. I mean, I think, you know, Michigan is a moderate state, and all the people encountered me on the sidewalk, or old high school classmates found me on Facebook, or again, some leaders that I'd worked with in government, you know, contacted me and said, Mark, please do this. You know, our state is going in the wrong direction. We need a change in Lansing. And so it was really a strong, just a groundswell of support and flattering on the one hand, but more important than that, gave me a sense that we can do this. You know, and I've run many tough campaigns in my day. I've unseated Republican incumbents twice in tough districts, and what I want everyone to interpret from my decision to run for governor is not only can we win, but we will win.
Some political observers are saying now that you are in the race that there likely will not be a Democratic primary. Is that a good thing for Michigan voters in your view?
I think it's good for our ability to change the direction in Michigan. I mean, the fact that Gary Peters has emerged as our consensus candidate for U.S. Senate is to replace the irreplaceable Carl Levin is a great sign, and I couldn't be more excited and more supportive of Gary. And the fact that folks have coalesced around me, I think, is a good sign. And what it represents is that, you know, Democrats, who I think really do represent the mainstream of people in Michigan, are unified. I talked about all the folks who have been aggrieved or attacked by Governor Snyder's policies. They're motivated. They're united. You know, Will Rogers used to say, "I'm not a member of any organized political party. I'm a Democrat." Well, that's not true in Michigan. And we're focused. This is not about politics. This is about our state. This is about an economy that works for everyone, not just for a few at the top or the special interests. And so that's what inspires me. And I see a really a cohesive group of folks that have given me confidence to do this.
Well, Mark Schauer, as you look ahead to this impending gubernatorial race, and even though we're talking, you know, a year and a half out, but what do you see have coalesced as the main issues in this race? You talked about the school spending. What else is on your plate?
Well, what Governor Snyder has done is, you know, in his first year in office, I think he laid out his economic philosophy, and it's really the same old tried and tired and failed supply-side economics. It's, you know, Ronald Reagan tried it, created huge budget deficits. Both Bushes tried it, and that was, you know, give big tax cuts to corporations and it will, you know, trickle down to everybody else. Well, that's what he did, and he did that. He paid for it by taking $1 billion away from our schools and then creating a new pension tax on retirees, took away child tax credit, took away other credits for things like supporting public radio or food banks, community foundations, things that really matter to a community, raise property taxes, cut back severely a tax credit for low-wage earners. That takes money out of people's pockets that actually help grow the economy. So I think we need to, you know, education should be our number one priority, and then supporting manufacturing, supporting the auto industry, just like I did when I was in Congress.
You know, you were among the thousands of protesters who demonstrated last December at the Capitol when Right to Work was passed in the lame duck session. In fact, you were actually pepper sprayed during the demonstration. That time in Lansing seemed so politically heated and so charged and so controversial. Do you think you can change that dynamic as governor? Yeah,
I think I can. I've always represented districts that have been very split, evenly split, even sort of tilted Republican. And, you know, folks that know me know that I like to bring people together to solve problems. And that's a difference. I think what the Right to Work issue and Governor Snyder's flip on that issue was shown that, you know, he's really just another politician. And he said it would be divisive for our state, wasn't on his agenda. He was right. It is divisive for our state. And I think, you know, when we look at, again, the resurgence of the auto industry, there were historic collective bargaining agreement between the UAW and the auto companies that's, you know, I just bought a brand new Ford C-Max hybrid made at the Michigan Assembly Plant in Wayne, Michigan. That's a product of that partnership. And so not only has that been damaged by the actions of this governor, but, you know, the data shows that it puts Michigan on a path of lower wage, lower skilled jobs. And my vision for Michigan is that we are a high wage, high skill state and a global leader.
You know, running for governor, I don't need to tell you, will obviously take a lot of money, Mark Schauer. And as the incumbent, Governor Snyder has that established campaign and fundraising system in place. How challenged do you feel by that?
Well, I know I will never be able to match a millionaire dollar for dollar when he put $6 or $7 million of his own money into his campaign last time. I mean, I think the governor has shown that, and Right to Work is an example of this, his tax policy is an example. He's relying on other millionaires and billionaires to help him. I mean, right out of the gate at this Mackinac policy conference, he had Doug DeVos and Jeb Bush raise money for him. Donald Trump was just in Oakland County stumping for him. So those are people that will fund his campaign. And I'll tell you, from the response from my announcement this week through Facebook and social media, it's just off the charts. And we're gonna win by having the numbers. We're gonna win by having the grassroots supporters. Folks who know me, that have confidence in me, know that I'm a very disciplined candidate, and that means that I do what it takes to have the resources to run a winning campaign and get out our message.
Mark Schauer, we want to thank you very much for speaking with us today. I know this isn't the last time we'll be talking.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.